A cloud of yellowish dust seen rising from Tech Trail operations on Wednesday afternoon has raised concern among local residents and prompted inquiries into the cause and potential impact of the release. After receiving photos showing the visible plume, the Trail Times contacted Tech Trail operations for details. In an emailed statement, the company confirmed the incident has been reported to the BC Ministry of Environment and Emergency Management and stated that the dust cloud does not pose a health risk. A short pressurization event in the lead smelter at Trail Operations resulted in the release of dust which dispersed quickly, said Deb Bain, community engagement leader for Tech Trail Operations. Community ambient air monitoring stations were within normal ranges and the event did not pose a risk to human health or the environment. Tech Trail Operations runs several community air monitoring stations to track air quality throughout the region. According to the Trail Area Health and Environment Program, TEP.ca, ongoing monitoring is essential, especially as the program tracks progress in reducing airborne lead. There are no safety concerns, Bain added. The incident has been reported to the Ministry of Environment and Emergency Management, British Columbia, and we are investigating. Lead levels in the air are measured over 24-hour periods at Butler Park and Birchbank. Furthermore, real-time analyzers at Butler Park and Duncan Flats provide hourly data to Trail Operations, allowing for immediate response to unexpected changes. Dust fall is measured monthly at sites across the region, including Downtown Trail, Columbia Gardens, Glenmary, the Regional Hospital and other neighborhoods. This data helps Tech assess trends in dust deposition over time. In addition, if sulfur dioxide, SO2, levels begin to rise, such as during a temperature inversion or during periods of higher emissions, plants at Tech Trail Operations are automatically notified so that actions can be taken to further reduce SO2 at the source and in the community. Results are analyzed by Tech's environmental team and reported to the Ministry of Environment and Parks as well as the Trail Area Health and Environment Committee, THEC, which holds public meetings 5 times per year. The most recent meeting took place on Wednesday, May 7, and included an update on local air quality conditions.